Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Are Christians who are believers, they're born again, they're going to heaven, but are there Christians in the earth whose lives are being devoured?
Yes.
And lives are being destroyed?
Yes.
No doubt. No question about that. Is that the perfect will of God?
No.
No, it's not. And then others that are not experiencing the same destruction. And that's why some people will throw their hands up and go, God, it's not fair. Watch out now. What you just did is judged God.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, I wasn't. Oh, yeah, you were. You judged Him unfair. People all over this planet are judging God unfair. How many folks you think have shook a fist and go, this is not right? What's not right? Who's not right? See, it's an accusation straight against God. What you're doing is not fair. What is not right. And the reason we're reading in Job is because Job did that. He accused God of not being fair. Can you handle this today? Can you? Huh?
Yes, sir.
How many know you need something besides tater chips and ice cream all the time? I mean, sometimes, right, you need something, some solid food. Is there something you're going to have to chew on?
Yes, sir.
Something you got to chew on. Think about. And you don't just take my word for it. You write these verses down. You go read them. You get in your Bible and look at other verses that deal with this. See if this is right.
Yes.
Is it the right dividing of the Word of God? But don't get too intellectual about it. Are there Christians whose lives are being devoured and destroyed?
Yes.
Is it the work of the devil?
Yes.
Is it the will of God?
No.
No. And others that are not experiencing that destruction, what's the difference? Why may He devour them, but He may not devour this? Why? What's the difference? What do you see right here is the enemy came up before the Lord, and he's going up and down in the earth, and what's he doing? We know from other scripture, he's seeking to destroy. The devil and his cohorts, they are real. And he is, you never met a more cruel, sadistic being. He enjoys killing and destroying and stealing. He enjoys it. He is beyond redemption. Can't be saved or changed. And as long as he has any opportunity, he's going to kill everybody he can kill, destroy everybody he can destroy, and his favorite people to destroy is God's people.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But are we just at his mercy, of which he has none?
No.
What's the enemy after here? In verse 8. The Lord said unto Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there's none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that fears God and eschews evil? Now this is the King James, and a lot of people have come away with the idea that God brought Job up to the devil and said, have you thought about jumping on him? No. No. The Young's literal translation, which is literal rendering of the Hebrew, Jehovah said to the adversary, have you set your heart against my servant Job? God's just ahead of him.
Yeah.
He knows why he's there. He knows what he's got on his mind.
Yeah.
The devil has set his heart. Why? Because Job is righteous. He's a godly man. He's a good man. And what makes it so much worse for the devil is he's a billionaire. The devil hates righteous people.
Yeah.
But if there's anything he hates more, It's rich.
Right.
Righteous people.
Yes.
That's why you hear even church people get so vehement in talking against people of God that have something or substance, especially preachers.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Because the Bible said, talked about wisdom, that the wisdom of the poor is not heard. Well, does God want His things heard and known or not?
Yes.
Well, in this world, that means money.
Yes.
Which is another sermon. The devil is chafed over Job. Why? Because the man has clout. He has clout in his city. If you read the book of Job, you'll find. I mean, he talks about when the elders came, when he spoke, that was it. Everybody said, that's it, that's what we're going to do. And he always talked about doing it God's way and doing it the right way and showing mercy and according to the word. And he's influencing the whole city. One thing, he hires, 500 people and he's got the biggest herds, his herds and everything's into the thousands and multiplied thousands. All he's got to do is pull his herds and they don't have a cow sale. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, the man's got clout. And boy, the devil is chafed over it. So he wants to hurt Job. He wants to shut him up. He wants to shut him down. He wants him out of the picture. So why don't he just go take him out? Because he can't. Because he can't. He can't just go take him out. Because he wants to. I know that some years ago, the enemy kept bringing thoughts to my mind. I'm going to kill you. You're not going to live much longer. He brings thoughts to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I cast him down, but he's a persistent cuss.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you. You're not going to make it much longer. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. Finally, thank God the Holy Spirit on the inside of me brought to my mind. I don't mean heard a voice, but inside me. He said, why don't you ask him why he hasn't already done it?
Right.
And it hit me. I thought, yeah, bad boy. Why?
Yeah.
Why hadn't you already done it?
Amen.
You know why he hasn't already done it? Because God, his holy angels,
right,
his Holy Spirit have kept you,
yes,
until this present hour.
Yes.
That's why.
Yeah.
Well, then why is he able to get to some folks? And why has he been able to get to us in some situations? Because he got judgment against us. He got judgment against us. And you know whose fault it was more than anybody else's? Why is he here? What's this about? Then he starts in. Well, I'm going to paraphrase a little bit. Hey, you've set your heart, I see, on my servant Job. Well, you've put a hedge around everything he's got. How does he know about that hedge? Because he's been around it 10,000 times, trying to get in, looking for a way to get in. And he wants to hurt him, and he can't do it. You put a hedge about everything that he's got. And if he didn't have that, and he says, put forth your hand and touch him. But God's not the destroyer. What he wants is judgment that allows him access. And for reasons that weren't clear to Job nor his friends, but we're going to talk about them later, he got access. The Lord told him, he's in your hand, but don't touch his life. The Lord drew it wherever he could. And I mean immediately, the enemy went out. Is that right?
Yeah.
And I mean all at once, the biggest thieves and robbers in the country decided they had to steal Job's stuff. And all at once, tornadoes start hitting. Come on, are you listening?
Right.
This is the devil. This is all the devil.
Right.
And then after that, Job still didn't curse God and accuse God. But that wasn't the end. Have you read the book?
Yeah.
The enemy, the devil wants him gone. Why? Because he is influencing his world for God.
Right. Yep. Right.
So then he starts making accusations. Well, yeah, if you didn't protect his body, I mean, if he lost his health, he'd cuss you for sure. He'd deny you. And for whatever reasons. Now, here's something you got to take by faith. God's not pleased in destruction. Lamentations talks about he does not willingly afflict or allow, we're talking about allowing the destroyer access. I know we're dealing with some weighty subjects today, but can you take it or not?
Yes. Amen.
Do you want to know these things?
Yes.
Do we need to know these things?
Yes.
We need to know. And so, judgment was made against Job, and that gave the destroyer access, and he did everything. He couldn't kill him. The Lord said, you can't. But he did everything but. And if you read the rest of the book after that, you will see discussion of judgment. Judgment, 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 judgment. The whole book's full of it.
That's right.
And his three friends came. Didn't they?
Yeah.
And they were his friends. But they all believe in God.
Right.
And you'd be hard-pressed to indicate that they knew a devil existed. This is a long time ago.
Right.
I don't know that they even knew that a devil existed. And so they're trying to figure out why this happened, because it was obvious. These ain't no ordinary problems. Right?
Yeah.
This is supernatural devastation and destruction falling on a man like we ain't never seen.
Right.
What happened to him? He got judged. That judgment allowed the destroyer access, and he destroyed. But then Job's three friends, now a lot of people's getting stirred up that you're going to go back and read Job, ain't you? Good.
Yeah.
Good. Now you need to read it with one hand on Romans.
Yes. Yes.
Helping you to see
right.
how it, they didn't have that light and truth.
Right.
Job's three friends, not with him for very long, they came to comfort and stayed to accuse.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when people are going through things, a lot of times all you need to do is be there. You don't need to preach.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.